Welcome back here. Start of the second quarter. Indian Valley 14, Garraway 6. Homecoming here at Kelly Field. Our Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg game of the week. Third down and 13 from the 37. Cade Williams gets a snap. Back to pass all day. Fires deep down the field. Underthrown, but come back. And what a great catch. Braden Lehigh. He came back for the football and went up and above the defender, number 22, Austin Farron, and made one heck of a catch all the way down to the 39-yard line of Garraway.
Cade Williams had all time in the world to sit back there and throw the football, and he threw it, and the receiver came back for it. It was a wobbly duck, but he came back and made the reception.
34-yard pass and catch from Williams to Lehigh on a third down and long. Now the handoff. Hostetler dropped the football. That ball's on the ground. I think Garraway scooped it up. They did. First down, Pirates. And that's a fumble by number 16, Caden Hosteller, his first mistake of this football game as he coughed it up.
And the junior Dylan Hershberger jumps on the ball as Caden Hosteller puts it on the ground. Tonight, Dylan Hershberger picks up the fumble for the Garraway Pirates. Going to be first and 10 around the 40, about the 38-yard line for the Garraway Pirates. Big break for the Garraway Pirates. Let's head down to Travis McClellan on the sideline. Travis, what'd you see on the fumble?
We saw Caleb go left. He got hit unexpectedly coming from inside pressure from Garraway. The ball popped out, and they jumped right on it.
So we saw, thanks, Travis, the Indian Valley Braves score on their first play after a turnover. We'll see if Garraway, not saying they need to score on the first play, but get points out of this drive. Oh, on nice first throw. Down, they fire over the middle, and it's going to be caught right at the 50 by number 14, Peyton Miller. Gain of 13 yards there to the 50-yard line. And that was a bullet.
It was a bullet.
From Dawson Lay.
It seems like Dawson could throw the ball well on the run. His accuracy's been a little in question here tonight. He's thrown a couple passes over the head of a couple receivers, but a couple of them right on the mark, just like that one to Peyton Miller.
So on first down, shotgun formation for the Pirates. Two receivers to each side, one back in the backfield. That's Brady Winters. And the handoff is going to go to Brady Winters off to the right side. Gain of about 8 yards, Joe, across the 45 to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, nice run for Brady Winters. I'm going to head down to Travis again real quick. Travis on the sidelines, talk to us about what the offensive line is doing now to Indian Valley to put these holes together for the run game.
Well, the biggest thing they're doing, Joe, is they're sustaining blocks. They're staying on Indian Valley. They're not necessarily blowing them up the ball, but they're staying on them. They're staying engaged and being able to let Dawson Lay and Brady Winters operate.
That trip down to the sideline brought to you by Ridgeway Auto Repair. Second down and short after the Brady Winters run. They faked a Winters there. Dawson Lay over the middle. He's got a receiver wide open. And that's another first down for the Garraway Pirates. Number 14, Peyton Miller, hauled in another reception. And they mark it at the 30. That's a gain of 13.
We talked about adjustments a little bit ago. The Indian Valley Braves came out in a different defense. Garraway wasn't expecting. Coach Wallach made some adjustments. Now this offense is really moving the ball down the field.
Yeah, first down and 10 in Braves territory. Dawson Lay, quarterback keeper, right up the middle. Broke one set of tackles and then is finally forced down to the ground. Shy of the 20-yard line at the 22. A gain of 8.
From up here, it looks like there's a lot of real estate, so to speak, in the middle of that defensive line for the Indian Valley Braves. They've run up the middle a couple different times for some big gains, have the Garraway Pirates, especially on a quarterback draw, as we just saw. Now the Garraway Pirates come out in 5 wide, 3 to the near side, 2 to the far side.
So from the 23 on second down and short, empty backfield, Dawson Lay back to pass. Rolls out to the right as the rush comes. Found a man along the far sideline. That may have been Peyton Miller again, number 14. And that's who it was. Enough for a first down again for the Pirates.
Something that these receivers do great for the Garraway Pirates. They come back to the ball for Dawson Lay. When he gets in trouble, the receivers come back towards him, let him get that short throw, let Dawson Lay get that short throw to the receivers and get out of bounds. Receivers do a great job of that here with Garraway.
So the ball at the 20-yard line for the Garraway Pirates on first down. Watch handoff. Out. Brady Winters, he hurdled one defender that would be illegal a few years ago, right?
Yes.
And now it's a legal play as he takes it inside the 15-yard line. down to the 13, a gain of 7 for Brady Winners. And, yeah, you're right, Joe. This Garaway Pirates offense is now sort of hitting their stride, if you will. Fake to Brady Winners. High pass nice along catch. The far sideline. It looks like it's going to be caught again by number 14. Now that's Matthew Mola now on the far sideline. Number 3 who hauled that reception in. Got it down to the 8-yard line, a gain of 5 yards.
Brings up another first down by the Garaway Pirates, presented by First Federal Community Bank.
Three receivers here near side, two far side, empty backfield. Dawson Lay in the shotgun set. Went hard count, then looks to the sideline. Now their offense is set again. Here's the snap. Quick pass. Over the middle. Incomplete. In the middle of the end zone, number 10, J.D. Young had to go down low and try and haul that one in, but he could not do it, so now it's going to be second down and goal from the 7-yard line.
That's two passes to J.D. Young tonight, one behind him that he dropped and one down low that he dropped. The freshman having a tough time catching the ball tonight, but both passes were catchable, but he just didn't haul it in.
Again, Garaway moving from right to left, 8:32 remaining in the first half. Indian Valley 14, Garaway 6. But the Pirates looking to score for the second consecutive time here. There's Dawson Lay on the quarterback keeper right up the middle. He gets down near the 5, and that's where they're going to mark him, a gain of 2 yards.
And there is a late flag coming in. Might
yeah,
be a face
late.
Mask.
And that is what the official was indicating there, and I think that's what the flag will be.
It looks like it's going to be a face mask. Looks like Garaway with a mass substitution, probably going to bring in their diesel package again that got them the touchdown last time with Brady Winters. We'll see what the call is here by the official.
And it was a 2-yard pickup on the quarterback draw by Dawson Lay. And after that penalty, they move it half the distance to the goal, and it was a face mask penalty. So on first down and goal now for the Garaway Pirates. That loaded eye formation with Brady Winters, the deep back, and two fullbacks in front of him. Winters, handoff, right side. He's in. Touchdown, Garaway Pirates. And we're a two-point conversion away from a tie. And we'll see what Garaway decides to do, if they're going to kick it or go for two. And it looks like they're going to bring the kicking unit out to try and make it a 14-13 ball game.
Too early to chase points here, Eric, in my opinion. Good call by Coach Wallach to go for the extra point. Let's see if Curtis Neal can get this one up and over the crossbar this time. He fell short into the right the last time. Let's see what happens now. Like I said, too early to chase points. Only second quarter, 8:17 to go. Indian Valley leads 14-12 pending the extra point. Down by two.
And here comes the extra point from the Pirates. And the snap is back. Hold is down. Kick is up. That kick is good after the first extra point was missed. 14-13, Indian Valley over Garaway. 8:17 left second quarter. Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, game of the week on 99.9 with Big Z Sports. Welcome back. Kelly Field in Midvale. Our Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg game of the week has Indian Valley up by 1, 14-13 over the Pirates. Here's the kickoff to the Indian Valley Braves from the Garaway Pirates. That's a decent return up near the 30-yard line for the Indian Valley Braves.
Yeah, it was a nice return there for the Indian Valley Braves. Looked like it was number 27, Zach Love, on the return. Got up to about the, like you mentioned, the it looks like it was like the 30-yard line, knocked out of bounds. The Garaway Pirates will start defense there. Quick scoreboard update brought to you by Kaim Lumber. The Dover Tornadoes lead Zanesville 20-0. New Philadelphia still up on Marietta 13-0. East Canton, Sandy Valley tied at 14 in the second quarter. Alliance still leads Carrollton 7-0. Tuskegee Valley Ridgewood tied at 7 in the second quarter.
So on first down from the 30 for the Indian Valley Braves, traveling from left to right, Cade Williams on first down is going to keep it himself. He's a big guy. He breaks a couple of tackles, Joe, across the 40 to the 42-yard line, a gain of 13 for Cade Williams. Only his second rushing attempt on the night.
Yeah, he's a nice run. If you're going to tackle a big guy like him, 6'2", 195 pounds, coming full speed with a blocker, you got to get low on him, take his legs out. and he bounced off a couple tacklers there for Garraway, and they finally brought him down inside about the 43-yard line. Brings up first and 10, just under 8 minutes to go here, first half.
And out of the I formation set, the handoff goes to Hostetler. He's going to be brought down at the 49-yard line is Caden Hostetler after a gain of 6 yards or so is what they'll call it.
Colson Starner brought him down from behind with help from Corey Stress as well. So the Indian Valley Braves sitting at second and 4. Eric, they're moving the ball pretty well. They've shot themselves in the foot a couple of times, have the Indian Valley Braves, but really two big plays led to touchdowns for Indian Valley tonight. Again, 14-13, Indian Valley leads Garraway here, 7 minutes to go in the first half.
One of those touchdowns off of a turnover. Each team has turned the ball over one time. That's Caleb Hostetler on the reverse to the outside, all the way over to the other side of the field. He has enough for the first down and a little more as the chains are now moving on a First Federal first down. The ball sits at the 42-yard line, a gain of 9.
Some different play calling here tonight for the Indian Valley Braves. We've seen a couple end of rounds, a reverse. Different things. Indian Valley trying to change it up on Garraway last year. If you remember, 13-0 scoreless in the fourth quarter last year. But Indian Valley Garraway now 14-13. Indian Valley leads.
And the Braves in Pirates territory for this first down play. Hand off to Caden Hostetler. And he moves it across the 40 to the 39-yard line. Gain of 3 yards there, so we have second down and 7 coming up. Remember, at halftime, it will be our Romig Insurance Agency halftime show, where Chris Kale, Jim Haynes, and Tim Plance will run down all the scores in the area and give you live look-ins via Speedy Septic and Drain Cleaning with all of our stringers at our local games. Travis McClellan is here for us on the sidelines. Shannon Thomas providing coverage on social media. Two receivers out there, one to each side. I formation, Williams under center. They hand it off to Caleb Hostetler. He made one guy miss at the 40. Now he cuts back at the 35, brought down shy of the 30 at the 33-yard line. And that's going to be pretty close there to the first down marker. And from where the ball is marked, it looks like it's going to be third down and just inches, Joe.
Yeah, about a half length of a football, maybe something like that, in the nose of the football. I would imagine a fullback handoff here, or Cade Williams is taking it on the quarterback sneak as they come out in the I formation.
And they hand it off to Zach Love there on the fullback dive, and he gets inside the 30 to the 28. Does Zach Love a gain of 5 yards on third down and inches?
That's the bread and butter for the Indian Valley Braves, is that fullback up the middle to set up your tailbacks getting the ball with the Hostetler boys. Caden and Caleb, 5:20 to go here. First half, 14-13. Indian Valley leads live from Kelly Field in Midvale.
And now a first down play again for the Braves from the Pirates' 29-yard line. Zach Love again on the fullback dive, this time to the left side. That's another solid pickup of 4 yards down to the 25-yard line.
Let's head down to Travis McClellan real quick. Travis, the offensive line for the Indian Valley Braves seems like they're getting a lot of push up front.
Yeah, the size of Indian Valley right now, they're pushing Garraway right off the ball. Also, they're running that counter action with Caleb Hostetler holding the linebackers for Garraway. They're really having success on the ground.
Great insight from Travis McClellan. Our trip to the sideline brought to you by Ridgeway Auto Repair on second down and 6. Handoff, Hostetler up the middle. He's got the first down and more inside the 15-yard line. And they say that ball came out late. Caden Hostetler, did he fumble again? No, they're rolling him down. He was down on the ground. So Indian Valley will retain possession here. Caden Hostetler, that would have been his second fumble on the football game.
That ball came out. That was a fumble, looking at the replay here, and that was a fumble that the officials missed. That ball came out. He was still driving those legs as it came out. Garraway, Indian Valley got lucky there. The officials missed that call on the fumble by Caden Hostetler. Again, a couple weeks ago, they had a problem putting the ball on the ground against Ridgewood, and they can't let that affect them here again tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Approaching 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. First down and 10. Cade Williams is going to keep it himself. He powers his way down inside the 5-yard line. A gain of 9 yards there for Cade Williams.
Yeah, nice run by the quarterback there. Brings him up first and goal now for the Indian Valley Braves. And, you know, when you're big, this big and this strong and this fast, the Indian Valley Braves, they get to the five-yard line. Unless they shoot themselves in the foot, they're almost going to score 100% of the time.
First and goal, and second down and short, second and one from the five, so Indian Valley can still pick up a first down without getting in the end zone here. Offset eye, two receivers here to the near side, the pitch out to Hostetler, and he's in. Touchdown, Indian Valley Braves. Joe, just a simple toss out to the right side. Blocking was the key, and Caden Hostetler has his third touchdown of the night.
Yeah, Caden with a wide hole. I could have ran through that hole and gotten to the end zone. The offensive line did a great job. Zach Love through the middle of that line, clearing out the linebackers, and Caden Hostetler gets into the end zone, takes a shot as he goes into the end zone, but that wasn't going to stop him from scoring yet another touchdown, like you mentioned, Eric, his third on the night. Now leading 20-13. Looks like they're going to go for two again.
Yeah, try and make this a two-possession game. This would make it a nine-point ball game. Indian Valley already up 20-13 on the two-point call. Cade Williams, quarterback keeper, he's in. Two-point conversion is good. That looked almost too easy. 22-13 here for Tops and Chaos in the IVC South. We'll get a scoreboard update here when we come back, because there's a battle going on in the IVC North tonight. Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, game of the week on 99.9. And that's the case each and every single week. Eric McElroy along with Joe Geckler here, Kelly Field, Midvale, Indian Valley on top 22-13 here in the IVC South. But Joe, what's going on in that IVC North matchup?
IVC North matchup between Sandy Valley and East Canton in the second quarter. It's tied at 14. Brody Kelly with a 71-yard touchdown reception from Cam Blair, and Wyatt Dutchman, a 12-yard touchdown run for East Canton. Again, tied at 14 for the IVC North. East Canton sitting at 5-2, 2-0 in the IVC. Sandy Valley 6-1 and 2-0 in the IVC. Tuskegee Valley and Ridgewood still tied at 7 in the second quarter. Malvern all over Strasburg, 30-14, still in the first quarter of that game. Newcomers Town up on Claymont, 14-6 in the second quarter.
Here's the kickoff from left to right to the Garraway Pirates. A short kickoff, too, and it's returned just shy of the 40-yard line. So Garraway will have good starting field position as they begin this drive with 3:14 remaining in the first half. 22-14, Indian Valley on top of the Pirates.
Some other scores around the area. Dover leads Zanesville 20-0 in the second quarter. New Philadelphia shutting out Marietta 13-0 in the second quarter. Alliance up on Carrollton still 7-0. Defense playing good for Carrollton. Claymont and North Newcomerstown 14-6. Newcomerstown West Holmes leads West Branch in the battle. 14-0 now in the second quarter for West Holmes. So West Holmes needs a rebound real nice this week.
On first down from the 38-yard line, the Pirates moving from right to left on the quarterback keeper. Dawson Lay took a smack there from number 7, Cade Williams, and number 28 got in on the hit too as well. That's Kent Shupaw for the Indian Valley Braves.
Yeah, Kent Shupaw held him up, and Cade Williams cleaned him up. So, as again, quarterback on quarterback robbery right there as Cade Williams knocked down Dawson Lay.
It was a gain of 4, though, for Dawson Lay. Second down and a 6 now. And Dawson Lay's going to go down in the backfield. Another quarterback sack. Number 34 got there. Braden Rostad for the Indian Valley Braves.
Yeah, Braden Rostad and Carson Hartrick in on this quarterback sack, as that was more of a coverage sack. They rolled the pocket out with Dawson Lay here to the near side. Nothing was open. Dawson tried to cut it back up to the middle of the field and ran into a wall with Rostad and Hartrick.
2:20 left on third down and 8. 5 receivers out there. Garraway not wasting any time. Now they look back to the sideline. 2:10 and ticking now. 9-point margin, 22-13, Indian Valley on top. Third down play. Lay gets a snap. Holds. Fires. Far sideline. Caught. Matthew Mullen with a huge, huge catch on third down near the 40-yard line of the Indian Valley Braves. And they needed that play right there, Joe. And that was a huge, huge conversion for the Garraway Pirates.
Junior to junior connection there. Dawson Lay to Matt Mullen. They've hooked up a lot of times over the last several years playing varsity football, JV football, down into peewee football even here for Garraway. Nice hookup there for Dawson Lay and Matt Mullen.
Gain of 19 on third down and 8. So now first down and 10 for the Pirates. 2 minutes remaining. Second quarter. Five receivers out there. Three near side, two far side. Lay back to pass over the middle. Incomplete. A collision there near the 30-yard line forced that incompletion. Matthew Mullen, the intended receiver, number five. Tanner Myers on the hit.
Yeah, Tanner came up and delivered
a shot. He's their best
shot.
Defender.
Yes, he is. Delivered a shot. He's been battling with a separated shoulder all season long. You saw it pop out earlier in the first quarter. He's back in there. Tough, tough kid is Tanner Myers.
Two receivers to each side. If Tanner Myers can play with a separated shoulder, so can Michelle Spring.
Yes, she can. She needs to get back to work.
Brady Winters alone back in the backfield. Handoff to him up the middle. He broke through the initial wave of defenders, but then was brought down by the linebacking core there of the Indian Valley Braves. Third down now coming up from the 37, a gain of three for Brady Winters. So we'll see if the Pirates can convert again on a third down with 1:30 remaining in the second quarter. 22-13, Indian Valley on top. Dawson Lay gets the pass back to fire, and it's going to be low, but caught. Yes, they ruled a catch right at the sticks. And I tell you what, Matthew Mullen had to go down low and haul in that pass, Joe.
Yeah, looks like he did get his arms up underneath that ball and make the catch, did Peyton Miller. But I think it's vital for Garraway to score a touchdown or score points here. Matt Mullen on the catch. My fault there.
On first down here, Dawson Lay back to pass. Here comes the rush. He gets out of the initial pressure, and he's still on his feet, Joe, across the 30. Somehow he was able to gain some yards on that play. Down to the 27-yard line, a gain of three on the ground for Dawson Lay, and the clock continues to run. 60 seconds left in the second quarter. Hurry up offense on second down and seven for the Garraway Pirates. Lay with the ball out of the shotgun set. He looks left, now looks right, fires over the middle. It's going to be tipped and intercepted off the hands of number three, Matthew Mullen, and number 27, Zach Love, comes up with the interception. The second pick from Dawson Lay on a tipped ball, though.
Another tipped interception for the Indian Valley Braves. Defensive, nice play there. Zach Love in the right place at the right time for the Indian Valley Braves. A backbreaker for the Garraway Pirates going into half. They needed points there. Indian Valley gets the ball as they come out after the halftime. So Indian Valley Braves have 46 seconds here to try to get the ball down the field and get some more points, and then get some more points after halftime. But, you know, Dawson Lay was made a great throw on the run. Looks like Indian Valley is going to take a knee and take it to halftime here.
Yeah, they'd be wise. They just took points off the board right there. And we have a knee that was taken by the quarterback, Cade Williams, on that first down play, and he will most likely do the same thing on second down. Remember, after this kneel down, we'll have our Romig Insurance Agency halftime show. Also, Travis McClellan here will try to hook up with Matt Lancaster as he's heading into the locker room, and that's another knee by the Indian Valley Braves. But you hang tight right here because
timeout.
We do have a timeout on the field, and obviously it was taken by the Garraway Pirates. Tell you what, we'll take a quick break. 30 seconds and we're back on Z Country 99.9. Welcome back here to Kelly Field in Midvale, Indian Valley, after another interception off of a tipped ball from Dawson Lay. On first down, they took a knee with 40 seconds left here and a 9-point lead, 22-13. Then on second down, they took another knee as we were set to go into halftime, and Garraway then used one of their timeouts. And we'll see if Garraway decides to call another timeout here, if the Braves will run a play or not. And Matt Lancaster right now, head coach of the Braves, all the way out on the field at the 20-yard line. I mean, not all the way out there, but near the numbers. And a late substitution for the Braves as Zach Love hustles off. And even after a timeout, there's still a halt and a stoppage in play right here after that Garraway Pirates timeout. I think they may want to put more time back on the clock, to be honest with you. And now we're ready to go. 2 seconds is what they did. 19 seconds is where we're at. So on third down and 12, after a couple of kneel downs, Cade Williams under center, handoff to Hostetler. He gets here to the outside and wasn't able to break the initial tackle. A gain of 11 to the 19-yard line and another timeout by the Garraway Pirates. So they're looking to get the football back here, Joe, and they'll have one timeout left when they do so.
I know it sounds crazy, but if you're Matt Lancaster, it looks like it's going to be fourth and short, maybe fourth and one or two.
Then you punt it.
Do you punt it, or do you try to pick up the first down with, you know, you got 10 seconds. You can run around for a couple seconds, and I don't know. It's just it'd be a gutsy call, I guess.
Well, you punt it here, the punt alone, and then the return you think would take 5, 6, 7 seconds maybe, and then Garraway basically has one play, a Hail Mary after that, depending on how decent the return is. Again, at halftime, we'll have our Romig Insurance Agency halftime report, thanks to Denny, Mary, and Scott from the Romig Insurance Agency, where their policy is your protection. So now, punting formation. Two guys back at the 50. Matthew Mullen, Brady Winters for Garraway. Cade Williams back to punt for the Indian Valley Braves.
Little over 10 seconds to play here, Coach.
And here's the punt.
Return.
High handover and punt taken by Brady Winters here at the 50-yard line on the near side. And he's going to be brought down at the 42-yard line. And there's 1 second left remaining, so there will be a Hail Mary attempt here from the Garraway Pirates. And, hey, I mean, listen, you never know. You give yourself one shot before the end of the half. The ball is at the 42 of Indian Valley, so we will have one play here. I think there was a penalty flag, too, on that return.
Yeah, it looks like officials discussing something.
The flag
here
is all the way back there.
Could be a hold
at the 19, and it might be a hold on Indian Valley as they were trying to protect the punter. If that's so, and Garraway will be inched a little closer.
Yep. Oh, holding on Garraway.
Garraway will have a chance at one shot. I have to assume that it'll be five.
So now they'll back him up here, and it will be even a longer Hail Mary attempt for the Garraway Pirates on this last play of the second quarter.
I wouldn't be surprised if Garraway, now with the penalty, just go ahead and take a knee and get to halftime. They don't want something crazy to happen, like a scoop and score on a fumble or a pick six, something like that. I would think Garraway would take a knee and go to halftime. Just my opinion.
So the Pirates now on their own 48-yard line with 1 second remaining. Once again, once we go to halftime, Chris Kale and his compadres, Jim Haynes and Tim Plants, back in our studios, we'll have your halftime show with scoreboard updates and live look-ins. Then Joe and myself will be back here for the second half. And Joe, you're right on that. Jason Wallach just now going to take a knee and end the first half with Indian Valley on top, 22-13. Let's head down right now to Travis McClellan, as he has head coach Matt Lancaster with the 9-point lead. Travis, take it away.
Coach Lancaster, 9-point lead going into the half, plus you have the ball coming back out. You really rushed the ball well in the first half. What's your takes from the first half, and what do you tell your kids at halftime?
We got to shore up our defense, number one. Our linebackers are killing us right now. They're not reading their keys, not doing what we've done all week in practice, so we definitely got to fix that. Offensively, some things to adjust to what they're doing to us, but, we're okay in the position we're in right now.
Coach, you've been rushing the ball real well in the first half, kind of controlling the line of scrimmage. Is that going to be more of the same in the second half?
That's the plan. We hope so.
Good luck, Coach.
Travis McClellan, thank you. Talking with Indian Valley Braves head coach Matt Lancaster. That trip to the sidelines brought to you by Ridgeway Auto Repair. We're now in the midst of our halftime show, brought to you by the Romig Insurance Agency. We'll take a break, then Chris Kale will take it away in the studios with our halftime show with scoreboard updates and live look-ins. Here at Kelly Field in Midvale on homecoming for our Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg game of the week, Indian Valley 22, Garraway 13. Big Z Sports on 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9.